When I think back to when it all happened, I'm always crying.
Funny business being born, eh?
Oh, God.
Talking birthdays, right? And prizes. Because you may have clocked today's date. It's 27-7-72. Forwards and backwards.
Mind if I turn that off?
So, in fact, Mum took it incredibly well. She was inclined to blame herself.
I gave a seminar on the new woman this morning. Breaking out of gender traps. Talk about physician heal thyself. There's your father. I'll go down.
Dad, of course, already knew.
Is it Tim's?
Yes, but Tim doesn't know, and Penny doesn't want him to know.
Great. 9 O-levels at Cambridge, a place she had the world at her feet.
She can still go to university.
Pushing a pram? I don't think so.
Alan, women have options nowadays.
Darling, she's not one of your students.
What does that mean?
It means that I have a say in this.
He had it all worked out, in fact.
Penny, people are queuing up to adopt babies. Terry McKenna's given me the number of a place in the country. Grange House. Very discreet, apparently.
Penny, love, you can take this in your stride and go on to do what you want to do.
Oh, God! I can't!
Of course it's fine. It's only like going to the toilet, now. We're nearly there.
Looking back, I can't believe I put up with what went on there. It was incredibly strict. But at the time, I think I actually thought it was the right way to treat me. A sort of punishment.
Right, girls. Change baby over to the other breast now. Come along. I said now. Baby must get used to the routine.
My whole mind was set to get back to the way I was before. Even when I had to hand her over, I was just numb, really.
Ah, I think I hear them now. Right. Give baby to me. There. Now, you wait here. Hmm? There we are. Isn't she a bonny one for 6 weeks?
Oh, she's lovely.
Thanks very much, sister.
You're welcome.
Go on, Malcolm.
Oh, yes. A small contribution, sister.
Oh, right. Now, come along, Penny. Your father's got the car around the back.
I was shown out at the tradesman's entrance.
Well, all right, love. Come on now. I'll stick that bag in the boot.
I'd kept myself sort of emotionally anaesthetized right up to this last moment. And then, as I got into the car, I was leaking milk and hoping Dad wouldn't notice the wet patches. And I felt this really sharp stab of regret that she had to be born a girl.
A Quick Killing in the City by Ed Thomason, with Deborah Findlay as Penny, David Bark-Jones as Michael, Teresa Gallagher as Joanne, and Jane Hazelgrove as Sheila.
Joanne, watch out!
Got to give me more warning.
Sorry, I can't look at the Ace of Bed and the street signs at the same time.
This is it, Palmerston Crescent.
Yeah. Bloody hell, it's so near, Joanne. You might have driven past her every day.
I know. Can you see any numbers?
Well, that was 31.
Hey, it's bloody hot.
Well, we want the other side then. Oh, there's number 40. Hey, up a space there, Joanne.
Right.
Here we are then.
And more now on that 747 disaster.
You don't want to listen to that. Every time there's a plane crash, I think to myself, was she in it? Is she lying somewhere dead?
That's how come you started looking for her, eh?
Sort of. I've always been a rummager.
You are?
I love going through drawers, trying to get into locked desks. Always have. When Dad died, Heather's husband, I mean.
Yeah?
Well, there's this envelope in an old biscuit tin in his wardrobe. Joanne's papers, it said on the front. It was all the adoption stuff. I thought, this is what I've been looking for all these years. I found out where I was born. A place called Grange House.
Where is that?
Kent. Mother and baby home.
Have you been there?
And just have a look. Didn't go in. It's a big old house run by nuns. Anyway, then I saw Cilla Black one night on the telly, and that's when I thought, I can find her if I just put my mind to it.
Well, now you have.
I still can't believe it.
What are you going to do?
Well, I just wanted to see where she lives.
No lights on. Nice house, Joanne. She's not short of her bob or two.
No, I was just thinking that myself.
Shall I go and have a look through the windows?
Sheila, don't you dare!
Oh, you're joking.
I know you and your jokes.
You just looked in the phone book and there she was, eh?
That's what it came down to in the end, yes. It's taken me months, though.
Let's have a look at that letter from that social worker.
Well, she's not a social worker. She's a counsellor at St. Catherine Tower.
Well, same thing. Let's have a look. Penelope Vernon, 46 Palmerston Crescent. Penelope Vernon. Lovely name.
Yeah. I wonder what she's like.
You are now entering the Predator Combat Zone. Please ensure protective clothing is worn at all times.
C. Rogers. Yeah. G. Shaw. Yeah. M. Payne.
Yes.
P. Vernon.
Yep.
All present and correct, Rupert. Thanks, Danny. Welcome to Predator, gentlemen.
And ladies.
Oh, forgive me.
Miss Vernon here's our top gun.
Of course. Didn't recognize you in all the gear.
Hello.
Well, perhaps you'd like to assist me in demonstrating the Predator weapon, Miss Vernon.
If you like.
Good. Everybody's got goggles and ski masks, yes?
Yeah.
The old tin helmet's a bit naff for some of you, eh? You may want to think again. Ready, Miss Vernon?
Right.
Gas canister to butt of the gun, like so. That's it. Clip of paintball ammo on top. Good. Danny?
Yep.
Hold that piece of board up, will you?
Right.
Okay. In your own time, Miss Vernon.
Oh, God! Oh,
good shot, Penny.
Glad you're on my side.
Right. The Predator environment. It used to be grain warehouses. We've chucked in lots of barrels and sandbags for extra cover. Some open water, too. Ropes and pulleys.
Got some building work going on.
Yes. The tape-off area is our new extension. That's out of bounds. Lots of foundation pits and unwary soul might come to grief in. Yeah. Right. Danny, over to you.
Thanks. Right. Strawson Nagel PLC in the blue armbands and...
Levis Bank.
In the red armbands, right. Always a good session with bankers. Ruthless bastards, eh?
Rupert! Telephone. You mean?
Up to a point, Pauline. Up to a point.
Right. The idea is to capture the other lot's flag. You only make a kill with a direct hit. Right. Spattering with a ricochet don't count. Darren and Pete and me are your marshals, and what we say goes. Right. If you're walloped, it's 10 minutes in the dead zone, right? First day's over.
Who is it, Pauline?
Nick Payne.
Nick Payne? Really?
That's what he said.
Right, I'll take it next door.
Nick, old chap. What a surprise.
Hello, Rupert.
And a coincidence.
What do you mean?
Your brother's here.
Michael?
Yes, he's even now fighting for his life.
What?
Sorry, just my little joke. You don't know about Predator, do you?
What the hell are you talking about, Rupert?
You little sideline of mine. Playtime for city types. Michael's doing the Rambo bit for his firm as we speak.
Well, good luck to him. He didn't even make it to the third 15 at school.
Well, people change, I suppose.
I suppose.
I take it you're out, Nick.
That's right, Rupert.
Well, look, old man... Let's not talk on the phone. It's so impersonal.
I understand, Rupert. I'm at Alfredo's.
Right. You sit tight. I'll send somebody around to pick you up. Bye for now, old chap.
Bye, Rupert.
Okay. Now, Michael, you give us backup, right? Nobody gets past you to the flag.
All right.
What's happened to Gavin?
Oh, I hope he doesn't do anything stupid. There's a case of champagne for the winners tonight. Keep down, Michael.
Sorry, Gavin's up ahead. He gives us the all clear. You and me go for those sandbags, Penny. Damn quiet, huh?
I need somebody to fire the first shot.
Nothing to shoot at.
Careful. Some movements up ahead.
Must be Gavin. Come on.
Buck, wait.
Oh, shit. That hurt. Sorry, Buck. I was just cleaning my glasses. Couldn't see that chap. You all right?
Gavin, get down.
What? Oh, bloody hell.
Right. You're dead, mate. And you.
I
they hit someone.
Get it over here, Pete. Blue armband.
Well done, Penny.
Right, dead zone. Let's have you.
All right.
Give the bastards one for me, Michael.
See you later, guys.
You really do know how to shoot these things, don't you?
Oh, somebody else up there. Waiting for us to make a move.
We'd better go back and try another way.
We could take him out if we got round behind him.
Take him out? You sound just like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Michael!
Sorry. We can't get round behind him, can we?
Why not?
Well, it's solid brick wall all the way up on this side. The other side's taped off.
We could always slip under the tape.
Penny, it's out of bounds, remember. It's unsafe, full of bloody pits and trenches.
If I slip under the tape, I can make ground and have a go at him from the rear.
What about the marshals?
Oh, for goodness sake, Michael. Where's your bloody initiative?
It's only a game, Penny.
Precisely. I'll lob a brick. That'll be your signal.
For what?
Oh, for goodness sake. To fire off a few rounds to distract him.
Cubs was never like this.
Hey, what are you on, mob, out of bounds?
Well, I can't see anything.
Yeah, all right. Don't point that bloody thing at me, mate.
Oh, sorry. Ah, excuse me.
Oh, got him! Got him! A killing over here. Come on, Michael.
What about the flag? But I
forget the flag. Attack's our best defense. Come on.
All right.
Oh, hang on a minute. Bloody little madam. Deserves a good kicking.
I say, Danny!
Yo, Rivet!
Get change, will you? Got a little taxi job for you.
Shit. Righto.
Well played, everyone.
To the victors, the spoils.
Yeah, sure learn about yourself, huh?
And about your colleagues.
True.
That muscle-bound gorilla was really miffed about Penny going into the taped-off section.
Huh? You did that, Penny?
I might have done. In the heat of the battle.
Hold on there. You mean we won this case of champagne by breaking the rules?
Look, the Predator Code of Engagement actually says the combat environment may be exploited in any way. There's no mention of taped off bits.
Precisely. Thank you, Gavin.
There's no mention of building works, but they are there and they are potentially dangerous.
So?
So a person could get hurt.
But I didn't. And we won.
And that's what it's all about.
Michael doesn't agree.
No, I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying it was a dangerous thing to do.
Dangerous in the eye of the beholder.
That's where I went wrong. Should have left my glasses off entirely. Can't see a thing then.
I suppose there's something in that. Well, the best player is absolutely focused on the objective of the game.
Which is winning. Isn't that what games are about?
Yes, I suppose.
So, we're all agreed. Absolutely focused on the objective. I like it, Michael. That's the Levis way. Good. Good. We've had an instructive experience.
I'll stir the shambles in the boot, shall I? Yes. Bring it in on Monday.
Thanks, Gavin. And let's all be focused Monday morning, okay?
Rah, rah, rah. Hey, Michael, party at Tamsin's tonight. Lots of spur around.
No, thanks.
Come on, Mikey. That Inga's got the hots for you.
Inga? Sounds Swedish.
Bavarian, actually. Training to be an osteopath. And her papa's got hotels all over the Alps.
Hey, Michael, go for it.
No, really, not my time.
Oh, it's the same every Friday night. I cannot get him interested in some good, clean debauchery.
Maybe Michael's spoken for.
Ah, secret life.
As a matter of fact, I am.
Good for you.
Love nest in the suburbs, I bet. Little woman waiting with the slippers, eh?
Somehow I don't think that's Michael.
Don't you?
No. My guess is you go for a woman who gives as good as she gets.
What about it, Michael? Girls on top, eh?
As a matter of fact, Penny's absolutely right. I expect to be taken seriously in hand tonight and well and truly made.
Rah, rah, rah.
Bye. See you Monday.
We're giving away money, folks. Want some? Of course you do. Lots of lovely dogs.
Hello?
Hi. You're being followed. Easy on the brakes. I'm right on your rear end.
There you are. How exciting.
You want to stop off somewhere for a drink?
Oh, sorry, Buck. I'm going straight home. I'm shattered.
Yeah, me too. I think maybe I'm getting a bit old for all this.
Nonsense. You did a fine job tonight. Even got that little homily out of Michael.
Yeah, he's a good kid. I like him. And actually, I wasn't talking about that.
No?
Penny, I'm thinking of getting out.
What do you mean?
Out into the real world. Retiring.
At your age? Buck, don't be ridiculous.
Well, I don't see myself in a rocking chair on the porch just yet, but I've always aimed at taking $50 million out of the market. You'd have to live off the interest, buy me a newspaper or a baseball team with the rest. Something to have a little fun with.
I had no idea you were thinking this way.
Well, I'm not advertising it. You're the only person I've told.
I see.
Do you?
Not really, Buck, no.
Annie, there's life after Levis, you know. Don't you want kids sometime?
I don't know.
I do. I'd like a family. Sometime, anyhow. The thing is, Penny, you never have as much time as you think.
And that's it. 1,000 smackers. Ooh, lovely, lovely money. Right. Bit of news for you now.
Like Cagney and Lacey, this. Steakhouse in Kennington.
Talk to yourself, Sheila.
Oh, sorry, what'd you say?
Nothing.
Hey, up, Joanne.
Someone coming to see a woman.
Just sit still. I don't want her to see us.
No, too old. More like your grandma.
Sheila, someone else coming. I can see them in the mirror.
I see him. Oh, Joanne, that's a fella.
Hey, he's gone into her place, though. Funny. Lights haven't gone on.
It's probably around the back.
That's her husband, you think?
She hasn't got a husband, he's dead.
How do you know?
It's always death certificate.
Joanne, there's a woman crossing over. Bloody hell, she's getting her keys out.
Well, she looks posh enough,
put
Joanne.
Your voice down. Well, don't panic. She's going next door.
What are you doing?
I told you. I only wanted to have a look.
Bloody hell, Joanne, watch out!
Oh, Larry, I saw him.
In City News tonight, we're asking what's gone wrong with the ERF.
Hey, no bloody signal! Sorry, Buck.
What was that?
Oh, bloody Minnie pulled out in front of me.
Well,
I'm home, Buck.
Yeah, guess I'd better hang up and let you go. Penny, think over what I was saying, huh?
All right, I will.
Ever wonder what would have happened if you'd stayed on in Manhattan all those years ago?
Oh, Buck, it doesn't do to look back.
No, I guess.
You're a lovely man. Good night.
Good night.
Cheers.
You never cease to amaze me.
Really? How come?
Well, I think I've got you sussed. And then you go and reveal some new facet. It's very arousing.
Well, let's not reveal too much here. Let's go into the bedroom.
You won't lose any mistake for me, you know, if we stay in the light for
These monitors make me feel spied on. I have a childish conviction that if I can see them, they can see me. Besides, I need my rituals, Michael.
Fetishes, you mean?
If you like.
No window. Black sheet.
Perfect. Blackout. Cupid only ever had Psyche in the dead of night, you know.
Psyche means mind, doesn't it? Penny?
Over here.
I wish I knew what was in your mind. Where are you now?
Here.
Oh,
Michael. No monitor. No eyes. No mind.
You wanted to use the telephone, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Can I bring you a drink, sir?
In a moment. I'm expecting someone.
Very good, sir.
Hello, is Diane there, please? Diane Black. Oh, I see. Do you have a number for her? Oh, well, never mind. Thanks. Hello, can I speak to Helen? Mummy's out, is she? I see. No, I don't want to talk to Daddy. Bye.
Hello, Nick.
Where did you come from? Who are you?
Rupert sent me.
Ah.
I'm Danny Stead. Got a motor outside.
Right.
They say you're pissed off.
They say?
And they say you're pissed off you were set up. Said you wanted to clean up your image, move the goalpost, you were caught offside sort of thing.
Is that what they say?
Mine's a Jag.
Nice.
You don't seem all that pissed off.
No. But I could get pissed off, Danny. What the hell is this place?
The Predator Complex.
Jeez.
Rupert's branching out.
Business must be good.
Yeah, a lot of dosh around. He's got a travel agent, self club, this place.
Nick! How are you, old chap?
Where is he?
Up there, see?
Join me, Nick. I'll show you around.
Go up this fire escape and along the gantries. Keep bearing left.
It's a bit rickety.
It'll be all right.
Come over the bridge, Nick.
Rupert, that's just a bloody plank, for God's sake.
Perfectly sound, old man. Even for someone of my bulk. Oh, best not to look down, of course. There. So, you're looking very well, Nick.
I opted for landscape gardening instead of mailbags.
Good. Glad to see you haven't lost your sense of humour.
What is all this below? Some sort of excavation?
We're digging out foundations.
For what?
High-tech predator extension. For them as prefer laser guns instead of muck and paintballs. Growth market, fantasy killing.
You're doing well, then?
Up to a point.
So, Rupert, how do we do this?
What's that, old chap?
Do you give me an account number, key to a safety deposit box, or what?
I'm afraid I'm not with you, old man.
Come on, Rupert.
My dear fellow.
Leave out the bullshit. I just want my share.
I don't have anything for you, Nick.
My sense of humour only stretches so far, Rupert.
Steady on. You'll have us over the edge. It's a long way down, old boy.
Where's my money?
There is no money, Nick. For God's sake, let go of
me. Don't lie to me, or I bloody well will dump you over.
I'm not lying. There is no money.
Mind if I cut in?
Oh! Danny! That's enough.
Wouldn't you accidentally fall into one of them trenches right now?
No, no. Leave him alone. Thanks, Danny. I don't think we'll have any more trouble.
No. I think you...
Oh, Jesus Christ, he could have killed me.
Up to a point. So, there's no money. I thought you knew all this. It's really Hetherington you should be tackling.
Hetherington is still inside.
Look, I was only brought in for the laundering. But they threw an electronic fence around every blessed account.
All of them?
Dublin, Geneva, Hong Kong, the lot.
Say, how come they didn't nick you with the rest of us?
Pure luck. Old pal of mine's in the fraud squad. Bit of a talker after a few gins. He couldn't help boasting about the trap they'd set up.
So you just walked away.
But what else could I do? I didn't get a penny, Nick. Nobody did.
What?
Everything's fine, Danny.
Come in, start locking up.
Yes, Mr. Payne and I are just coming down.
Right, Dan.
I did all that time for nothing.
I'm so sorry. I honestly thought you knew. I thought you wanted to see me about a job.
A job?
That's why I was going to show you around this place. I could use someone with your house.
You're joking.
Of course I'm not joking.
I'm a dealer, for God's sake.
You were a dealer. Nick, you've been away a long time. We're all of us having to duck and dive these days, believe me. The city's not the same. London's not the same. You can fall from the top to the bottom just like that. And nobody gives a damn. That did they notice. Oh, why am I telling you this? You know. Should we go down so Danny can lock up? I tell you, Nick, I walk along the Strand, I look at those poor bastards sleeping in the doorways, and I say to myself, Rupert, don't you ever let yourself get soft. Do you know what I mean? It's kill or be killed.
Coffee's ready.
Why not? Another 800 meters.
You run on that machine every morning.
Yep. I watch the monitors as I go, see what's happening before I leave for work.
Oh, lack of me just watching. I was wondering,
Yeah?
Well, it's such a nice day. Why don't we,
Oh, Michael.
All right.
Don't pout.
You make me feel like Dracula. I don't decompose in the daylight, you know. I was just thinking, it's such a nice day. Why don't we drive to a country pub?
Excuse me. There. Whew. Pass me that towel, will you?
Penny, you know I'm fond of you.
Michael, I don't want this conversation. We have our arrangement. We either stick to it or we stop it.
Why does everything have to be so cut and dried?
Everything isn't. That's the point. Everything's messy and chaotic and cursed. That's why you have to decide what you want and then carve it out for yourself. Otherwise, you get carved up. Coffee, please.
Well, I can understand all that. And I agree.
That's all right, then.
Well, all I'm saying is, why can't we carve out some more for ourselves?
Oh, God.
You're bridling because I've touched a sensitive spot.
I'm not bridling. I'm holding you to our arrangement.
I think you're fond of me, too.
Friday nights, I'm fond of you.
But you're concerned about the age difference.
What? I never think about your age.
Come off it. You never stop thinking about your image.
What are you talking about? I don't have an image.
The killer banker, woman on top in a man's world. I mean, you work longer hours than anyone else. You're more ruthless, more ambitious. I mean, who else has market monitors in their living room, for God's sake?
And doesn't everyone?
And it wouldn't do to be distracted by an ongoing relationship.
Michael, has it ever occurred to you I might not want an ongoing relationship?
Why not?
Well, for a start, because I get fed up of being told what I really think or what I'm really feeling.
And you don't like anyone standing up to you or contradicting you.
Now, look, I don't want to have an argument. I am fond of you.
Uh-huh.
But on the agreed terms. End of conversation. All right?
All right, but I don't
agreed
see...
terms.
All right.
Now.
I know. My time's up. I'm going.
Michael?
Yes?
Don't go away pouting like that.
I don't pout.
Listen, it was good last night. Thanks.
We aim to please.
See you on Monday.
Bye.
Hey, up to arm. Someone coming out. It's the man. Same man we saw last night.
Toy boy, Sheila.
Oh, not wrong with that. Good luck to her. Flash car, eh? Well, look at that. He's even got a phone.
Hello? Yes? Who's this? Nick. Oh, my God. Well, of course I'm surprised. Where are you ringing from? I see. No, I haven't got anything else on as it happens. Yeah, all right, Nick. I'll be there.
Joanne?
Yeah?
What are you going to do now, then?
I don't know.
Well, you can't just keep coming round and sitting outside her
I
house.
I know. I didn't say I was, did I?
Joanne, look. Someone else coming out. It's her. She's... I'm sure it's her. She's going shopping.
Shh, don't move. I don't want her to see us.
Hey, Joanne, she's lovely. She looks really nice. Joanne? You're going to follow her?
Sheila.
Well, what are you going to do?
I wish you'd stop asking me what I'm going to do.
Sorry, but what...
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Hello, can I speak to Melanie? Melanie! Nick Payne. Payne. Nick. Yeah, yes, hi. Oh, not so bad. damn. Sorry, Melanie, hang on. Michael, over here.
Hello, Nick.
I'll be right with you. Melanie, hello? Hello?
Oh, shit.
Oh, sorry about that. So, Michael, how are you?
Fine. What can I do for you, Nick?
Oh, that's it, eh? No small talk.
You said on the phone it was urgent.
Well, I want Mum's address. She's moved.
I know.
Where to? I'd like to drop her a line.
Nick, you could have asked me this on the phone.
Oh, come on, Michael. Do we have to stand in a hotel foyer like strangers? At least let me buy you a cup of coffee.
No, thanks.
God, you're getting to look just like Mum, you know, that pouty little trick with your mouth.
Nick.
All right, all right. Actually, I rang you for some professional advice.
I see.
But it seems I have less, well, flexibility than I thought. What I really need is a loan, Mike. Just enough to open an account, get going again.
Not a chance.
Why not? You can afford it, can't you?
That's not the point. You're a crook, Nick. You broke the rules.
What rules? There's only one rule in the city. Thou shalt make a profit. There's only one difference between me and the rest. I got caught.
Gosh, you really believe that, don't you?
Look, I did the crime, and I've done the time.
Bye, Nick.
Oh, look, wait a minute, will you? I would like that address.
Better ask Mum.
How can I when I can't reach her?
I'm sure if she wants to be reached, she'll let you know.
You mean she doesn't want to hear from me?
Have you any idea what you put her through? Your picture was all over the papers for months, Nick. There were reporters at the house, camera crews. Meanwhile, not one word from you. Not even a letter from your solicitor.
I had no idea.
Just about summed you up.
Oh, Michael, look, don't you want to hear my side?
It's a bit late for that, Nick. Come back in another 5 years. With an honest bank balance to show for it, and we'll talk again.
God, you've grown up into quite a prig, do you know that?
At least I've grown up.
They grow up and you can hardly recognise them. I look at our Karen and I think, where's the lovely little girl I remember?
How's that, Mrs. Digby? I'll just fluff it up for you.
Well, excuse me. You carry on, dear.
Heather and Joanne, Heather speaking. Oh, hello. First thing, yes. Just a wash and chin.
Right.
See you in the morning, then. Bye.
I'm sorry about that, Mrs. Digby. You don't think I've gone a bit far with the colour, do you, Heather?
Oh, no, it suits you. You've got the complexion for henna.
You don't think the red's too bright? Too tarty?
No. That's it. Is it your family coming down for the weekend?
Yeah. It's her birthday, isn't it? Only time I see her is when she wants something. I don't know. So you're lucky with your Joanne. Good steady girl with a head on her shoulders. Takes after her mother, eh?
Well, you can. Oh, thanks. Change coming up.
Mind you, it could be worse. Could have had a couple of kids of her own by now. Made me feel really old. Oh, she could have turned out like that one.
What?
Oh, across the street there. Miss Punk, 1992.
Oh, my goodness, that's Sheila.
You know her? That one with the green streaks in her hair.
A friend of Joanne's.
Oh, she's heading this way.
Oh, dear.
Friend of your Joanne's? I'd have thought your Joanne would have run a mile from that sort.
Oh, don't. I don't know what's got into Joanne lately. She met with Sheila at the fair on August Bank Holiday. Some yobs were having a go with Joanne, and apparently Sheila waited in and sorted them out.
I can believe that. She's a big girl.
Anyway, Joanne won't have a word said against her.
Takes all sorts, I suppose.
That's what Joanne says. She's from up north somewhere, living in one of those squatter places. Can you imagine?
Hello? Joanne around?
She's out, I'm afraid. It's her half day off.
Oh, well, she happens to come round.
Oh, she's probably coming back up somewhere. Why don't you go through to the kitchen?
All right.
I'll get out from under your feet, Heather.
Hey, I like your hair.
Thank you. Thought you that bright red.
Try. See you next week, Mrs. Digby. Why don't you go through, Sheila? Nearly closing time.
I've got to tidy up in here.
Right. Shall I put the kettle on and make you a cup of tea?
Oh, thank you. That would be very nice, yes.
Heather and Joanne, hello. Oh, Thursday, I'll just have a look in the book.
Come back. Hey,
hold on, please. Joanne, I want a word. Sorry about that. Thursday, 11 o'clock to 9. This is Davis. Right, trim and highlights. Yes, I've booked you with Joanne, right? Bye.
What's the matter with Mrs. Digby? She just gave me such a funny look.
Sheila's here.
Oh, good.
Joanne.
What?
I wish you wouldn't have Sheila around for the salon.
Mom, this is our livelihood.
What are you talking about? Well, what kind of an advert do you think she is with her hair in that state and those dirty black clothes?
She's not dirty.
Well, she looks dirty. She'll put the customers on.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with you lately. Ever since you met this Sheila.
Look, Mom, it's got nothing to do with Sheila, actually.
Well, what hasn't?
Nothing. Nothing.
Joanne!
I'm going out. And don't worry, I'll keep Sheila away from your precious salon.
My salon? Joanne, you're supposed to work here too, remember?
For God's sake, it's my bloody afternoon off.
Joanne!
Sorry. See you later.
Bloody hell, Joanne, where are you already, eh? Where are we going anyway?
Down to the squats.
We can't.
Why not?
I meant to tell you the squats winding up.
Well, Sheila, what will you do?
Oh, it's okay. I'm not out on the streets yet. Probably go another week or two. Anyway, we're not hanging about down there, drawing attention to ourselves for the thing.
All right, we'll just go out then.
What? Where? Just out. Are we going to stake out to her house again?
No.
Well, what we're driving down her street for then?
Because there's a pub round the corner up here. All right.
Fine.
There we are, one Nuki Brown and one Lager and Lime. Anything else?
A packet of cheese and onion crisps, please.
Coming up.
I thought you didn't like cheese and onion.
They're for you. Peace offering.
Right, one cheese and onion.
Thanks. Hey, fancy you.
Shut up.
Quite tasty. Reminds me of him in Mortared.
They come into the
tea. I don't know what's good for you, you don't.
Change, love.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
See, I told you, my pleasure, you're on there.
He has got nice eyes.
I weren't looking at his eyes.
How come you haven't got a boyfriend, Sheila?
Boyfriend? Never had one of them, me. Had plenty of fellas. Mm.
What about Perry? You mentioned him. 24 he was, Perry. Scenic artist from Leeds.
You lost touch with him?
Well, you could say that. He dropped dead playing football in the park.
Oh, Sheila. I'm so sorry.
Why should you be? You want to know.
God, losing your parents and Terry, you've had it rough.
Not least I'm still here. Little orphan Annie in the big bad city. Hey, I practically wore out that video. There's gonna come up tomorrow. I know all the words. If my sugar daddy Warbox ever turns up, I'll be ready for him. Hey, up. Don't blush now, but big boy's coming over.
Can I get you a refill?
No, thanks. You can get us another Nuki Brown to top up with.
Right. Excuse me, is that an opal on your ring?
Yeah.
I've got one in my earring, see?
Oh, yes. It's lovely.
Yeah. My favourite stone opal. Milky Fire. One Nuki Brown coming up.
He's a sweet Milky Fire, bloody hell.
Yeah. Well spoken, isn't he?
Considering he looks like a roadie for Guns N' Roses.
Well,
don't judge a book by its cover, Joanne. Anyway, speaking of parents and that,
are we?
Well, I was.
There you go.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You've not told anyone else about, you know, that you found her?
No, I haven't.
Nor even your mum? I mean, ever?
No. When I first told her I was going to St. Catherine's house, she went all funny.
How do you mean?
Well, she just walked out the room as if she hadn't heard what I said. So I haven't told her anything since. Glad I didn't now.
Well, it won't make no odds to her.
No.
What won't? You getting to know your real mother.
Getting to know her?
Yeah. How are you going to do it?
Sheila.
I bet that social worker woman wants you to write a letter.
She's not a social worker.
Know what I'd do?
What?
Walk up to her front door and ring the bell.
Just like that?
Why not? Then you'd know.
Why wouldn't you do know?
Come off it, Joanne. You're not as green as your cabbage looking and neither am I.
What?
You know what, and I know why you're faffing about.
Who's been faffing about? You should try a search like that.
Exactly. You take all this trouble tracking her down and now it's come to the crunch. You're scared shitless.
Scared?
You're bloody terrified that she won't want to know. I'm right, aren't I?
You're not completely wrong. She gave me away once. Why would she do any different now?
Because she's a different person now, and so are you.
Sheila, it's not that simple.
How do you know till you actually meet her?
I know what I'm doing, all right? Look, Sheila, there are registers, right, where she could have put her name down if she wanted to be contacted.
So what?
I've looked at them all. There's no Penelope Vernon listed.
Well, she probably doesn't know about
them. You're stubborn. All right, suppose I do just knock on her door.
Yeah? Now you're talking.
And suppose she doesn't turn me away.
Great, bingo, success.
It's not a game. Think about it. What happens then?
God, I've enough problems with the mother I've got. Never mind learning to cope with a new one.
Joanne, you think too much. You can't plan everything out beforehand. You just have to do it and see what happens.
What would I say to her? Well, what would she say to me? I mean, she's so glamorous and well off.
Well, there you go again.
What?
Judging a book by its cover. Look at us. We get on like an house on fire.
Do we?
Of course we do. But if I judge you by your bloody pleated skirts and Marks and Spencer's jumpers, I'd never have given you the time of day. You remind me of my bloody headmistress.
Fine.
But I didn't see on any road if she is well off. Bloody good reason for knocking on a door, I'd say.
This is a serious thing for me.
I'm being bloody serious. Joanne, you're telling me to think. You think about it. You just said you're not exactly getting on with Heather. And I'm going to be out on the street in another week or so.
I can't do anything about that, Sheila.
Oh, yes, you can. We could get the flat together.
Oh, I see. Hi, I'm your long-lost daughter. Give us a down payment on a flat. Is that what you've got in mind?
Why not?
Sheila!
Well, why bloody not? If you don't ask, you don't get. My mum and dad spent their bloody lives not asking, and in 1 minute on a motorway, that was it all over. Life's like that, Joanne. We're not here for a long time, love. We're here for a good time. You have to grab what you can while you can. Look at Mrs. Thatcher.
What's she got to do with it?
Her dad had a shop selling baked beans. You don't think she got to be bloody Prime Minister without asking? Or a lot of time for old Maggie, me. She should never have kicked her out. Any road, you most likely wouldn't have to ask. She'd offer.
Mm. You've got all this worked out, haven't you?
Don't be daft. But now that you've got this far, you can't just forget it.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Joanne!
Sheila, some of us don't want to be bloody Prime Minister. I've satisfied my curiosity. I wanted to know if she was still alive and what she was like, and now I do. I've got it all out of my system. Come on, drink up if you want to lift back to the squat.
I don't believe this.
I suppose that I'm entitled to make up my own mind. It's a free country.
It is that, love. It is that.
45, 47.
I'm
92.5, 92.5.
Michael?
Yes, Penny?
Talk to the money desk, will you? I want the latest on the MLR.
I'll go and have a word.
Thanks. Get me cable calls.
20, 25.
Take them.
26, 31.
I take them.
28, 33.
Yeah, take them. Keep going.
35.
I'm a 35 buyer. I need about another 50 quid.
MLR, 36.
Oh, shit. Michael, get back over here.
Yes, Penny.
How much have I got?
10, 20... 40, 45, 65 million.
Why didn't you get me more calls in tens instead of five?
I can't be in two places at once.
No such word as can't, Michael. Now, come on, let's see if we can get out of this.
45, 47. I'm 92.5.
Okay, that's it, Michael. Let's call it a day.
Right. That's it, folks. We've finished Interbank and passed orders to New York.
And well done. Made it in the end.
We aim to please.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, Gavin.
Bye. Oh. Levis Bank. Yeah, hang on. Michael, line 17.
Thanks. Hello?
You've got a cheek, little brother.
What the hell do you want?
You give me all that holier-than-thou stuff, and now I found out you're working for that Yank cowboy. I had a pretty penny once.
What are you talking about, Nick? Are you drunk?
Don't change the subject. I could tell you things about Buck Rogers' little brother and that hard bitch.
Nick,
I
don't.
Could tell you how old Buckaroo headhunted Pretty Penny when she was just a PA. He has a way with females employed by other firms. Insider pillow talk.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely. So ridiculous nobody ever suspects. Least of all the little ladies themselves. They just enjoy the expensive gifts and trips abroad while they last. Mind you, if one of them ever got wise one day, they could extract some real commission, never mind crumbs from the table. Know what I mean?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Come off it, Michael. Anyway, real reason I rang is to say I've written to Mum in Toronto. I sent her your love.
Nick.
Shit. I sometimes still talk to me mum, you know.
Your mum? Really? Just tilt your head this way.
Oh, aye. Go through all my plans with her.
She took back.
Don't be daft, eh? You winding me up?
Honestly.
My mum had a nose for bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm ever doing something, you know, phony, I can always hear her saying, no, Sheila, that'll never do, lass.
I just wondered if you've maybe been to a medium.
You must be joking. When you're dead, love.
Not so sure myself.
Ever seen a dead body?
No. Have you?
Of course. Went down to the court funeral parlour to see me mum and dad, didn't I?
But I thought...
Yeah, they were in a car crash. But the undertakers do a right waxworks job. Mind you, they gave me mum this fringe. Right down to her eyebrows. I nearly said to the policewoman who was with me, she'd never be seen dead with a fringe. I stopped myself just in time.
Did you cry?
No. That's the other funny thing. First time I cried must have been 6 months after. I'd moved down here by then, and I'm stood waiting for a bus in Tulse Hill, and someone's got a window open so you can hear the telly. All of a sudden, the music for Match of the Day comes blaring out. On Saturday nights, when I was about 12, they'd come back early from the pub to watch the football, and my dad had bring me a battered sausage and chips. Anyway, the bloody music set me off. I'm stood there at the bus stop, crying my eyes out. Little orphan Annie alone in the big city.
Is that why you're going back?
What?
Why are you going back up north?
Oh, yeah. I'll be back down here, though, soon as I've got some more money.
I thought I could hear voices down here.
Hello. Joanne's done the air for me.
So has she.
Blimey.
My goodness.
Do you think it makes me look like a boss?
No, you look great, Blonde.
Like a sudden transformation.
Sheila's going back up north.
Oh.
She heard about a temp job.
I see. What kind of job?
In an office.
Now, let's take this off. There you are, madam.
Oh, dear. It's not a nothing there. Looks very nice, but I mean, if you're going to be in an office...
My jeans, you mean?
And that leather jacket.
Yeah, I'd lend you a skirt and blouse, but you're 14, aren't you? Don't go near you.
What about something of mine?
No, I just want to wear your stuff.
No, wait, that's a good idea.
There, see, clever clogs. Come upstairs, Sheila, and let's see what we can find. There. Hey, that colour really suits you, Sheila.
Now you look like a headmistress.
Oh, don't you listen to her.
Can I try on your leather jacket, Sheila?
Yeah?
What shoe size are you, Sheila?
I'm a 6.
Oh, so am I.
Right. Take those boots off, then.
Hey, I quite like this jacket.
Can I borrow it? I've got some flatties somewhere.
Now then.
Oh, Joanne, don't be silly. Sheila we're working on, not you. There. Ooh. Look in the mirror, Sheila. What does that think, lass?
I think this will do very nicely.
Coffee's made.
Thanks.
Oh. There. So.
Thanks. I need this. I think I'll get straight into the shower now. Let yourself out, will you?
Yes.
What's the matter? Still sulking about your poorly hand. It didn't make any difference last night, honestly. I like taking charge.
You haven't even asked how I did it.
What?
My hand. You haven't asked how I bruised it.
Oh, well, bashed it playing squash, presumably.
No, I punched someone.
You punched someone? Michael, who?
Nick, my brother.
Your brother? Oh. I thought your brother was...
He's out.
I see. My, how time flies. Why did you punch him?
He destroyed the wallpaper in your bedroom.
He did what?
Among other things. I was questioning his credibility, so he came up with something we could both verify.
I see.
He also shared certain other intimate recollections with me.
So you clocked him one?
Yes.
How gallant.
I don't think it's really very funny.
Oh, Michael, you must have known there'd been other men. I am 36, for goodness sake.
Nick isn't just any old other man.
Well, no, he's your brother.
He's also a convicted bloody criminal.
He wasn't then. At least I don't think he was. Oh, come on, don't be a chump. Nick is ancient history. And I'm sorry about your hand, really.
Look at the hand, I just wish... Never mind.
What? What do you wish?
Nothing. Mustn't go back on our arrangement.
Oh, Michael, don't be like that.
All right. I just wish I could get close to you, that's all. It's bloody hard being kept in the dark all the time.
Michael, if you want to finish...
I didn't say that. Do you?
As far as I'm concerned, the arrangement still stands.
Fine.
Now, I really ought to get these running things off and jump into the shower.
Right, well, I'll finish my coffee and be on my way.
Well, you don't mind letting yourself out?
See you Monday.
Bye!
I'll go.
Oh.
Yes?
I
I wanted,
The lady of the house?
Yeah.
She's indisposed.
Pardon?
Well, actually, she's in the shower.
What?
A joke. Never mind. Can I help?
No. No, I'll come back.
Is there someone at the door?
Yes, a girl.
What did she want?
Didn't say.
Jehovah's Witness.
Don't think so. She said she'd call back.
Wonder who it was.
I'm off then. See you Monday.
Okay. Hello? Buck, hi. Really? I see. Well, I could try and reach Gerhard. Yeah. Okay. Michael? Oh, I think I can track him down. Right, call you later. Michael? Hi. Yes, I know you've only just got into the car, but listen, you're going to have to come back here. Well, Buck seems very excited about this ERM business hotting up, and there's some sort of problem at the Frankfurt office. Yeah. Well, he wants both of us standing by. Here. Yeah. All right? See you in a minute. Yes, almost certainly, Gerhard says. Well, probably tomorrow night. He's in with somebody at Reuters. All right, Buck, sure. Yes, Michael's here standing by. Okay, talk to you later. Oh, God, what's the time?
Nearly two. You've been on the phone for 4 hours. Here.
Thanks.
You sit still, I'll take it.
I'll leave it. It's my non-work line and the answering machine's on. It's probably my mother. Oh, that's good. Oh, want some more?
Sure.
No, I'll do it.
Hello? Oh, I didn't expect one of these machines. Anyway, maybe it's better. You don't know me. You will remember me, though. I won't say too much now, just that... Well, this is about Grange House all those years ago. You know who I am now, don't you? I'll tell you what, I'll leave it at that for now. I'll ring again.
Penny, what's got you doing?
What?
Well, the champagne all over the place.
Oh, sorry.
What's the matter? Well, who was that on the phone?
No idea. Wrong number. It happens now and again. I used to get messages all the time from someone called Bradley. He was convinced I was his bookie.
Penny, your hand's shaking.
Blood sugar's down, probably. All this hassle with Frankfurt. Yes, we need to eat. Want some brie and French bread?
I'll get it. You sit down.
No, I can manage.
Well, shall I pick it up?
No! Leave it.
I've had an idea. Neutral ground sort of thing. There's a pub about 5 minutes' walk from you. The Bell. I'll be in there tonight between 8 and 10.
Penny, what's going on? Who is this girl, Penny?
Yes?
For God's sake, you look as if you've seen a ghost.
I'm fine.
You know this person, don't you?
No, I don't. Oh, God, that Buck.
I'll get it.
No, I'd better talk to him. Hello, Buck? Yes. Tonight? Or does it have to be tonight? All right. Yes, he's here. Buck wants to talk to you.
Hello, Buck. Yes. Yes, I know. Me? Well, of course, right. I'll tell her. And thank you. So you're going to Frankfurt tonight?
Yes. And Buck's asked you to stand in for me here.
Yes.
Congratulations. Got any cheese and onion crisps?
He won't like that.
Oh?
Your fella. Cheese and onion pong, very sexy.
What fella?
You said you were meeting someone.
I didn't say anything about the fella, though, did I?
Oh, yeah, let yourself go. Doesn't look as though he's coming now, anyway.
No. Give us some change for the phone, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. Please speak after the beep and I'll get back to you. Maybe you're busy just now. That's the same pub every night between 8 and 10. It's very quiet there. We can talk. Sure, we'll get on. Don't worry. I know what you look like.
Okay, Gavin.
Yes, Michael.
That's it for today. Thanks. Well done.
Right. Okay, folks, we've finished the interbank. We're passing orders to New York. Thanks. Levis Bank, hello. One moment. Michael, line 9.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Buck, dig it.
What? You're back? I see. Yes, of course. I'll be right with you. Gavin?
Yes, Michael?
You've got to go upstairs.
I thought Buck was in Frankfurt with Penny.
He's back. Just for the afternoon.
Uh-oh. Doesn't sound good. I'll expect a full report.
Cream and sugar?
Neither, thanks.
There you go. So, as I say, I'm really rather concerned about her.
She's still in Frankfurt.
You bet. We have to keep the pressure on. Even Lamont's going to figure out soon enough his bucket and spade just ain't big enough for a title win.
Word is he's going to put up the MLR again.
Yeah, and that'll be the beginning of the end. Meantime, we sell him as many pounds as he wants to buy. Anyway, screw Lamont. The point is, we have to stay on the crest of that wave. And any other time, I'd say Penny was exactly the right person to surface home.
But?
Michael, ordinarily I don't pry into colleagues' personal lives, but the stakes are too high for me to pussyfoot around. Are you dumping Penny?
Dumping, huh?
Yeah. She just isn't punching her weight in Frankfurt. Keeps breaking off to check her message machine back here in London. Behaving for all the world like a woman going through some sort of emotional crisis. Now, that usually means a man. Are you emotionally involved with Penny?
Did she tell you I was?
No, she's not telling me anything. That's the problem.
I wouldn't say we're emotionally involved.
Then I'm barking up the wrong tree.
Well, not necessarily. I think I know what the problem might be.
Well, spit it out, son. There's a lot of commission riding on this.
But I'd rather not say any more.
Why the hell not? You can trust me.
You always encourage us to use our initiative.
Yeah.
Perhaps I can sort this out without involving you as chief executive.
I see. If you're implying this is something that might compromise the bank's reputation, don't forget, you work for Levis, too. I don't want you getting into something dubious, Michael.
I think I can avoid that.
Rockingham Travel.
Is that you, Nick?
Michael? Listen, I'm really sorry about the hand. You had every right to chin me. I was completely out of order.
Well, that's sort of why I'm ringing, Nick. You owe me a good turn.
Absolutely. What can I do for you?
This is a bit complicated for the phone. Can we meet later?
Are you in some sort of bother?
Not me, a friend.
I see. All right, Michael. What time?
Well, we're working 17-hour days. I should be finished at about 10:30.
Business must be good.
Yes. Do you know Jerome's room?
Sure, but I'm not a member.
I'll ring them and tell them to expect you around 10.
And that's it?
That's all I can tell you.
You heard this phone message, right?
Yes. And I suddenly remembered what you said about young women being used but not properly rewarded. And I dismissed it at the time. But since then, your credibility rating's gone up.
Hmm. How is the hand?
Better. How's the jaw?
Only hurts when I laugh. You think the girl who left the message on the machine and the girl you answered the door to are the same person?
I'm almost certain.
So what's she like?
20-something. Short blonde hair. Quite well turned out.
Could she be a typist or a telephonist?
Oh, yes. I mean, I go down to the pub myself, but, well, it could be embarrassing.
If Penny finds you sticking your nose in her affairs.
I didn't say anything about Penny.
Oh, come on, Michael. I know exactly where the bell is. Used to drink there myself in a previous incarnation, but we won't get on to that
again. All right, Nick. Look, the point is, Penny's in Frankfurt working flat out. I'm doing likewise at this end. There's just no time for anything else. It's a matter of priority.
So you want someone to go down to the bell and
just find out what the girl wants.
And get her off Penny's back.
I suppose.
Not sure if I can help, Michael. It could be more than embarrassing for me, getting mixed up in a blackmail scam, I mean. I'm still sort of on probation.
I didn't think of that, of course.
Oh, what the hell. No doubt you're willing to pay a decent commission.
Oh, sure. But I don't want you taking any risks on my account.
Oh, I don't intend to take any risks. Don't worry, Michael. I'll get back to you.
Rockingham Financial Services. Hello, Miss. Hang on, I'll see. Rupert, you in?
Up to a point.
It's Nick.
Put it through. Nick, old chap,
What can I do for you?
There you are. They call me Sevy, actually. And before you say what's that short for, I'll tell you. Seven Up. Nothing to do with beer consumption or sexual prowess. I got caught nicking some pop when I was a kid and the name just stuck.
Good name for a barman.
Your name's Joanne, yes?
That's right.
Sheila tells me you're a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Talk of the devil. Oh,
hello, Sheila.
Joanne, what are you doing here?
Looking for you.
One Newquay Brown.
Come on, let's get out of here quick.
Why?
I need some fresh air.
Well, I don't need to push me. What's the hurry?
Sorry, ladies.
It's my fault.
Come on,
Joanne.
Point a bit, please.
Straight glass or handle?
Handle, please. Quiet tonight?
Yeah, about average for a weekday.
You got another bar? I'm supposed to be meeting someone.
Not unless you want to play pool. There's a table in the back room. Otherwise, this is it.
Right. Cheers. Want for yourself?
No, thanks. I've got a Newquay Brown here.
I went round to the squat.
What squat?
Closed up. I know. I met that Kevin.
Marmite Soup Kevin?
Yeah. He's moved into a place just round the corner.
Good for him.
Anyway, he said he'd seen you and you'd mentioned the bell. Ah, I thought, she's after Sevy.
Listen who's talking.
Sevy already, is it?
You don't waste much time. Actually, the jacket looks better on you than it did on me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you should get your nose pierced as well. Heather would love that.
When are you going, then?
Going?
Up north. A job, Sheila?
Oh, yeah.
You're still going?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Just going to disappear, eh? Without saying goodbye?
No, of course not. Just going to come round the salon. No need now, though, eh?
That can tell us your address.
Yeah. Probably dust down the YW to start with. Did you really come looking for me tonight?
Of course.
That's all right, then.
Why?
Well, as long as you're not really after Sevy, I might as well tell you. He's got a wife and three kids in Collier's Wood.
Really?
Yeah. So no point in you coming round the bell, eh?
No. Well, I wouldn't have anyway. After you've gone,
I
mean.
I should think not. Two things to stay clear of, me mum always said. Lager and married men. I'll say goodbye, then.
Don't you want a lift?
No, thanks. I'll catch a tube.
Where are you staying?
Tonight. Just keep it St. Pancras. Might as well make an early start now I've seen you. Say all the best to Heather.
Right. Bye, Sheila. I hope you know what you're doing.
Hey, what did you do that for?
Don't forget to write that address. Bye.
Are you sure he couldn't have missed her?
No, sure, I tell you. He got there around 8:30, stayed till 10:30. Not one girl drinking alone the whole time he was there. What's she got on you, anyway?
Oh, I don't even know her. I'm trying to help out a friend.
I see.
It's true, Rupert.
You know, Nick, I think I believe you. Well, maybe she bottled out.
Maybe. Damn.
It's good she didn't turn up, isn't it? For your friend, I mean.
Rupert, there's a lot of cash flying around at the moment. You listen to the news, don't you? The bloody government's pouring billions into this ERM balls up. I was rather hoping we might cream a bit off ourselves.
I see. Listen, I'm sure Danny wouldn't mind going down there again tonight.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll make it worth your while.
No problem, old chap. Oh, by the way, what's Grange House?
I told you, I don't know. Probably who she works for.
A little hush money involved, isn't it?
Could be, Rupert. Could be.
Earl's Court, 1978.
Same year he did Budokan.
Right.
I got the double album. Shit up, band.
Mm.
I go back further than that. I still listen to Blonde on Blonde. Everybody must get stoned.
Oh, speaking of blondes.
What?
This is her now.
Oh, right.
Hello, love.
Hiya, Sevy.
Usual?
Ta.
Suppose you're too young to be into Dylan, eh?
Oh, Flattery will get you everywhere.
This gentleman and me were both at Black Bush in 1978.
What a campaign that was. Up the way in mud and marijuana.
Black Bush Airport? My dad went there.
Really?
Clapton and Joan Armour Trading were support, and Graham Parker and the Rumour.
Yeah, you are into it.
Nah, not really. My dad brought a poster home. It was in our back kitchen for years. He only took it down when old Bob was born again.
Your dad sounds like a good bloke.
He was.
Listen, let me buy that for you.
Oh, ta.
Where are you from, Yorkshire?
No, Tunbridge Wells.
Get away.
Of course I'm from bloody Yorkshire.
Hello?
A girl's a cool customer, Michael.
What did she tell you?
Well, she's a pretty cool customer.
What are you saying, Nick?
What am I saying? I'm saying you'd best give her what she's asking for. Michael?
All right. How much does she want?
You mean you don't know?
Would I be asking you if I knew?
I see. Well, we didn't talk figures. I'll have to get back to you. Rupert?
Hello?
We're on. But we need to know where the girl stands, all right?
One Yuki Brown, one gin and tonic.
Thanks, Savvy.
Aren't we yourself?
Thanks, I'll have a half.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers. Nice to see you again, Sheila. Why don't we sit over there?
All right.
So what's all this about Grange House?
What?
You a secretary there? No, a telephonist? Listening on something you shouldn't?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do.
Don't do that. You're hurting me arm.
Everything okay over there?
I know Penny Vernon.
Yeah, fine.
I'm not letting her spend her money. Two bags of crisps, please. Savvy cheese and onion. See you now.
What she told you?
Nothing. I haven't even spoken to her.
Well, how do you know about...
Two bags of crisps.
Ah, thanks.
Let me know if you want anything else. I'm just over here.
Right. All right, now let's cut to the chase. You're after money, right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Who are you? Are you the police?
Oh, don't make me laugh. Friend of a friend. I could be your friend too, Sheila.
How do you mean?
Penny Vernon's rolling in it, right? Probably find what you earn in a year down the back of her sofa. Right, you want some of that and I can get it for you. Now, don't be nervous, just sit still and listen. This'll only work if you leave everything to me. You understand?
I don't know.
No matter. The less you understand, the better. Better for you, I mean. All right? Let's have another drink.
Hello?
The girl doesn't know what she's doing.
How much does she want?
I'm telling you, Rupert, she doesn't know. She's talking about a down payment for a flat. A grand or two, I reckon.
All right. Thanks, Danny. I'll be back to you. Hello?
£15,000, old chap.
£15,000?
I think she'll settle for that, yes.
Okay, Rupert. I'll get back to you.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't sobbing believe it. Here, come on, Michael, drink up. Let's order another bottle. Waiter, another one of these, please.
Yes, sir.
When it flashed up on the screen, MLR up to 15%. I just couldn't believe it. Thank you, Norman. Thank you very much, you wanker. Hey, what's the matter, Michael?
Nothing, why?
You keep looking at your watch. Am I keeping you up?
Sorry, Gavin, I'm expecting someone.
Aha, not the mystery girl.
What do you mean?
The Friday night mystery girl.
Oh, no, my brother, actually.
Ah. Oh, well, well, good, good.
Your champagne, gentlemen, and Mr. Peel, there's a telephone call for you.
Oh, right, excuse me.
Yeah. Hello, Michael. Sorry I'm a bit late.
Oh, Nick, I just have to take a phone call.
Oh, no problem.
Sit down, old man. Have a drink.
Oh, thanks.
I'll be back in a moment.
Right.
Hi, I'm Gavin.
Nick.
Have a drink, Nick. Michael and I are celebrating.
Really?
No doubt you've been watching the news.
Yes, he's devalued, apparently.
Yes, it is so. Finally saw sense, and we are quids in.
Levies, you mean?
Of course, yes. We have done the clients proud, yes, but I mean we. Michael and me. I have to say, I wasn't convinced that he had it in him. Dark horse, that one.
I
but
know.
But this week, that brother of yours has come up trumps. That man is grace under pressure. Hard as bloody nails, in fact.
And your quid's in, eh?
Our bonuses are through the roof, old chap.
Oh, that's nice to know.
I'm going to buy me a boat.
Good for you.
Nothing too ostentatious. A 40-footer.
Nice.
Ah, here he is. Have another drink, Michael.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Fascinating company.
It was Frankfurt again.
Ah, as pissed as we are, I trust.
They're pretty pleased.
Yeah, no doubt Buck's sap is rising. Penny's in for a night of it.
What do you mean?
Come on, you know Buck. A killing like this is the biggest turn-on there is. And he and Penny go back a long way.
What are you talking about?
Michael.
Sorry, Nick.
We do have to talk. Why don't we find a quiet corner?
Oh, say no more. I'm going to give Tamsin another ring. See you later, you chaps.
Sorry about that.
Stop apologising.
I suppose we can talk here.
Fine. Have another drink. Relax.
Well?
She wants 30.
30,000?
What's the price you're getting off so lightly? I mean, considering what was involved.
Which is what?
Still playing the innocent, eh?
Nick, I've told you...
All right, all right. Well, do you really want to know what's involved, Michael?
No. You're right, the less I know, the better.
That way, all you're doing is making a gift of 60 grand to your brother.
60? You just said 30.
Oh, you're not forgetting my commission, are you? I reckon I'm worth at least as much as some snip of a telephonist. Anyway, you've had a good week, I hear. What's 60 grand? But Rogers will expect you to spend that much on a weekend break just to show everyone how well you've done. That's the way it goes, isn't it, Michael? As I remember, keeping up the image, keeping old Buck sweet.
Buck has got nothing to do with this, Nick.
Nor need he have anything to do with it as long as nobody tells him.
You're a devious Buck.
Not at all. You're getting satisfaction. It's only fair that I do too.
All right, Nick. 60,000.
Cash, of course.
Of course.
Good. Might as well finish this off then, eh? Cheers.
Hello?
All right, Rupert. You're on.
15 grand?
Yes.
Good.
And Rupert?
Yes.
That's it, all right? 15 grand's the limit. I don't want her coming back for more.
No problem, old chap.
Come in, Danny. You followed her?
Yeah. She told me she was living in a squat, but she's actually on the streets, sleeping rough.
One of these doorway bods, you mean?
That's right.
You had a good chat with her?
Oh, yeah, she likes talking. Told me a bleeding life story. Didn't take her long.
And?
From up north, no mum and dad, no bloke in tow.
No family at all?
I told you. All on her own, son.
That's good. In fact, that's bloody perfect.
What you got in mind, Rupert?
Well, just thinking out aloud, Danny. Little bit of flotsam's not going to be missed, is it? If it sinks without trace.
Don't come cheap, Rupert.
How does 3 grand sound to you, Danny?
Sounds cheap. If you're letting 3 come to me, there must be more. Make it 10.
I can stretch to 5, Danny.
All right.
Now, suppose you were to show her Predator's wonderful new extension, a personal tour of the site sort of thing. You know, when nobody else is around, so you can give her your undivided attention.
Right.
Those foundations are going in any minute, aren't they?
Then after tomorrow.
There you are, then. Perfect timing. Day after tomorrow, you're 5 grand better off, Danny boy.
Got any spare change, mate?
Spare change, sir.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Dave.
He didn't come in the pub tonight.
Not tonight, no. Get rough, this.
Well, you get used to it. Actually, this is a good doorway. Nice and long, you know. Cozy.
I brought you a cup of coffee.
Did you? How did you know I was here?
Followed you the other night.
Oh.
Here. Mind is up.
Thanks.
I've got the money, too.
You what?
$5,000.
£5,000?
That's right. Told you I'd get it, didn't I?
Bloody hell. I don't know about this, Dave. I don't know if I can handle this.
It's what you wanted, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got a better gaff than this as well.
Is that what I have to do to get the money?
No, I don't mean with me. Buildings that I've been working on, I've got the key to a hut. No traffic, nice and quiet. Could be much cosier than this. And in the morning, I'll give you the money. What'd you say? I could take you there now.
Is it far? I'm knackered.
Nah, van's round the corner. Have you tucked up in no time?
You look shattered.
I'll be glad to get back.
Been quite a week. Thought we might not cut it for a while there.
I'm sorry. I wasn't at my best.
You came good in the end.
Thank God Lamont held out that long.
Yeah. What an asshole. Still, we made quite a killing. Just about the biggest I've ever been in on.
Yep. You know, I couldn't sleep last night. The sheer enormity of it suddenly hit me. I need never work again.
That's right. Been thinking about what I said? About getting out?
Sort of. I've certainly been thinking about what I'm going back to. You know, when I picture my little house in Kennington, what's always front and center is my running machine.
I don't follow you.
Oh, Buck, no reason why you should.
Come on, Penny, don't clam up. I'm interested.
Well, it's sort of symbolic, isn't it?
What is?
The running machine. The treadmill. Always running, running.
Running away, maybe.
Would you mind if I did get out, Buck?
Resign?
Yes.
Hell no. You know how I feel about that, Penny. My offer still stands. I'll take you back to the States, buy you a ranch. You can raise horses.
Oh, it's sweet of you.
I hear a butt back there in your head someplace.
Buck, I owe you an explanation.
There's somebody else.
Yes. But not in the way you think. Not another man. It's my daughter.
I didn't know you had a daughter.
No, it's a long story.
We have a whole flight.
Well, when I think back to when it all happened, I'm always crying.
Rockingham Financial Services, Pauline speaking.
Is he in?
Up to a point.
Never mind. Just give him a message.
Go ahead, Danny. My pencil's poised.
Don't write it down, Pauline, all right? Just tell him the foundations are in as planned.
The foundations are in.
Right. As planned. Don't forget that bit.
Right, that's it. Come on, turn off the lights and let's go upstairs and put the kettle on. The lights.
Oh, right.
Any for them?
What did you say?
You're miles away.
Oh, sorry.
You're missing that Sheila, aren't you?
I am, actually.
Funny girl, if you ask me.
You don't know her. She's taught me a lot. She has.
Like what, for instance?
She's a real go-getter. Makes me feel ashamed of myself.
Silly, you've got a job, a business. You're doing very well, thank you very much.
There's more to life than business.
Absolutely, it makes for a good start.
Yes. But if you don't ask, you don't get.
What do you mean, Joanne?
I'm going out.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't go out in that shabby leather thing. And anyway, we have no supper.
Not hungry.
Good trip, Mr. Rogers.
Very good, thanks, John.
Hello, Miss Vernon.
Hi, John.
Straight to the Barbican, sir?
No, we're dropping Miss Vernon off in Kennington.
Bye, Dosa.
Thanks for listening, Buck.
You should have talked it all out sooner.
Oh, I know.
Hey, I'm not kidding about you. You went through a hell of an experience. You needed help.
Oh, I see that now. God, it's been such a relief to tell it all. You've no idea how guilt comes to dominate your whole life. Do you remember how I'd always insist on making love in the dark?
Sure. Sort of a kinky thing of yours.
It was actually on account of stretch marks. Oh. I didn't want you to see.
Oh, hell. It wouldn't have bothered me.
No, but if you'd seen them, you might have asked awkward questions. All my life, I've closed off the possibility of awkward questions. Of course, I never forgot her. But I always felt that I'd given away any right to see her again. I imagined her rejecting me if I did contact her to get her own back. Or I'd imagine her living in an unhappy situation with even more guilt. Oh, yeah. God, there were any number of rationalizations for just trying to bury that part of my life.
Sure. And a high-powered job helped.
Exactly. I was so driven that I hadn't even thought there might be a world elsewhere until you started talking about getting out. You gave me pause for thought.
That was the idea.
And then, that same week, she left the first message on my machine. Oh, she sounds so nervous. So vulnerable. I knew straight away I wanted to meet her, whatever might happen. But then all hell broke loose.
And I whisked you off to Frankfurt.
Poor Michael. I don't know what he thought.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting he knows.
No, but he doesn't know. He heard the first message on the answer phone, but he doesn't know who it is. Yeah,
this is getting confusing. I sure wish you'd told me everything at the time.
Oh, how could I? Levis Bank comes first, Buck. And this ERM thing was a bit special.
Yes. Well, I hope you find her.
I've not seen her for a couple of days.
She must have really gone then.
She's a tough one, knows what she's doing.
I suppose so. Hey, what happened to the Milky Fire?
What?
Your earring.
Oh. Stone fell out, didn't it? Oh. Now I know why some people think opals are bad luck. You look after that ring.
You don't wear rings?
No. Time enough for that when I get hitched up.
You're not married then?
You're joking. Do I look married?
Can't tell anything by looks, can you?
Stick to that and you won't go far wrong. Oh, what can I get you?
I'm looking for... Oh. Hello.
Hello. I'm Penny Vernon.
Hello. I'm Joanne.
Morning, Gavin.
Morning. Buck wants to see you. Too sweet.
Oh, right. Penny in?
No. Haven't you heard?
What?
She's not coming back.
What? How come?
She's resigned, apparently. All a bit hush-hush. No announcement or anything yet. Oh, line 17, Michael.
Hello. Oh, hello, Buck. Yes, on my way up. Ah, in Penny's office. Right. On my way.
Said too sweet, didn't I?
Michael, come in. Been quite a week.
One way or another.
I want you to know you did a great job.
Thank you.
Clients are thrilled to bits. And your bonuses are going to be mighty healthy, too. Hey? Now, that's what I call a quick killing.
I suppose.
Hell, man, doesn't it give you a buzz?
Well, yes. Yes, of course.
All right. Listen, here's something to put a firecracker under that Brit reserve of yours. Your promotion's permanent. What do you say to that?
Well, thanks, but,
You're to take over Penny's job.
I see. But what's happening to Penny?
I wanted you to be the first to know. Penny and I are getting married.
Really? Well, congratulations.
Thank you. It won't be for a week or so. Penny's spending some time with her daughter. Afterwards, Penny and me'll tie the knot, and then we're heading back to the States. Gonna buy me a baseball team.
Her daughter?
Sure, I thought you knew about that. The girl on the message machine.
That was Penny's daughter?
Yeah, hadn't seen the kid for 20 years. Since you gave her up for adoption, in fact. Isn't it wonderful? Funny, the way things turn out.
Yes, isn't it?
Hello? Sure, I'll be right there. Gotta go, Michael. Make yourself at home. This is your office now. Those files on the desk will ease you into things. I'll check back with you later when you've had time to digest them. So long.
Her daughter.
Rockingham Travel, Pauline speaking.
Put me through to Nick Payne, please.
Mr. Payne's not with us any longer, I'm afraid.
Do you have a number for him?
Afraid not, sir. He's left the country.
Left the country?
Gone to Toronto. He's got family there, I believe. Can I put you through to somebody else, sir?
What? No. There's nobody else who can help. Thanks.
In the city, foreign exchange dealers are now harrying the French franc in the wake of Wednesday's collapse of the ERM. The Chancellor, Norman Lamont, has again dismissed calls for his resignation.
You're listening to that, Joanne?
Oh, no.
Lovely out here now.
Yes. But now you're in London.
Oh, that's what I like about my little garden. In the heart of the city, but not touched by it. A little oasis, really.
No.
You all right, Joanne?
Yes. Fine, thank you.
I thought I'd nip down to the health club before we go out for supper. Want to come? You don't have to do anything too energetic. Just veg out in the jacuzzi if you like.
Do you mind if I stay here and finish writing this letter?
No, of course not. I'll only be about an hour. Do you like lobster?
I've never had it.
You'll love it. See you later.
Bye. No. I'll finish off now.
Hope this gets you at the YW. By the way, you were right about the money, too. And she's offered me the use of this place. I know you'll say grab it, but I don't know. In a way, I'm glad she's going to America. I mean, I like her, really. But, I don't know, the whole thing's too much. You just can't meet someone and get on just like that. And I don't want to do anything to upset Heather, know what I mean? And she's not exactly thrilled about what's happened. I think she's terrified I'll just up and leave her. I told her not to be silly, but you know what she's like. Anyway, at least I can cope with Heather. One last thing before I sign off, Sheila. I still can't work out why you didn't tell me what you were up to. Penny says you were probably trying to bring us together and then got cold feet and couldn't handle it all. So, if you're staying away up north because you're worried about Penny being annoyed or anything, I just wanted you to know she isn't. Hoping to hear from you soon. All my love. Joanne.
In A Quick Killing in the City, Penny was played by Deborah Findlay. Joanne by Teresa Gallagher, Sheila Jane Hazelgrove, Michael David Bark Jones, Buck Garrick Hagen, and Gavin Oliver Senton. Nick was played by Christopher Bramwell, Rupert by Michael Troughton, Danny Terry John, Pauline Annabelle Mullion, and Sevi George Parsons. Heather was played by Francis Jeter, Pat and Mrs. Digby by Jilly Bond, Alan and John, Neville Jason, Sister Gerard, Kristen Millwood, and the radio DJ, David Jarvis. Other parts were played by members of the cast. A Quick Killing in the City was written by Ed Thomason and directed by Tracy Neal.